My name is Diane Edwards, and I thank you so much for participating and listening to this audio. I want to begin by asking you to be aware that we are the directors of a very special movie, and that movie is called Our Life. Not only are we the main actor playing the main role, but we're also the screenwriter and the director. And when we look at it that way, all of a sudden we can start changing our perception. It's not what happens to us that's the most important, but more about how we handle what happens to us. What I would like to do is guide you through an imagery that I call removing mental clutter. By listening to this audio daily, you will notice many side effects. You will find that you sleep better, your mind will be calmer, and you will be able to handle all situations in a much more calm and relaxed way. And these benefits will happen almost automatically. You don't even have to look for them. And for anyone who thinks they don't have enough time in their day, just remember that everyone on the planet has the same 24 hours a day that are available to all of us. So we do have the time. We just need to look at the ways that we use our time. So take about 20 minutes from your day, listen to this audio as often as you can, and watch for the changes. And whenever you are ready, I want you to find a very comfortable place where you will not be disturbed. You may be sitting back in a very comfortable chair, maybe lying down in your bed. And if it's at all possible, it's better to use headphones because it really brings the experience internally. So make yourself very comfortable. And now that you are ready to begin, I want you to allow yourself to focus on your body for just a moment. You may close your eyes down and take in a nice, slow, deep breath. Breathing all the way in. And whenever you're ready, exhale slowly, slowly, slowly. Noticing how good your body feels when you allow yourself to relax. As you take in another slow, deep breath, all the way in. Breathing all the way in. And whenever you're ready, exhaling slowly, slowly, slowly. Taking in just one more slow, deep breath. Breathing all the way in. And this time as you exhale, already you can feel your body slowly beginning to unwind. Just breathing easily and gently now. And noticing how good it feels when you allow your eyes to close. Because when you close your eyes, you are giving a message to your mind that this is a time to relax. This is a time for your inner conscious mind. It's that part of you that knows this peaceful, quiet place so well. It's already taking you there. It's already happening. As this part of your mind simply mixes the sound of my voice together with your own thoughts and circulates relaxation throughout your entire body. Every easy breath that you take just circulates that relaxation deeper and deeper and deeper. Breathing easily and gently. Relaxing more and more with every easy breath that you take. Relaxing more and more with every thought that you have. And relaxing more and more with every sound that you hear. Breathing easily and gently. And in order to relax your mind, we are going to first of all make sure that your body is totally and completely relaxing. So I want you to begin by focusing your attention on your head and your forehead, letting go of all the tension that you might have been holding in your forehead, and allowing your forehead to relax completely as the relaxation flows down into your face, and all the muscles in your face are relaxing completely, even your jaw relaxing, as that warm stream of relaxation flows down into your neck and your shoulders, releasing any tension, any tightness that you might be holding in your shoulders, and allowing your shoulders to relax completely, as a warm stream of relaxation flows down into your arms, all the way down to your hands, right down to your fingers. It's a very comfortable feeling. And with every easy breath that you take, your body just keeps on relaxing, deeper and deeper relaxed, as the relaxation continues to flow down into your chest, and your breathing is easy and comfortable as you feel that relaxation flowing down, down through the internal organs of your body, all the way down to your stomach. It's a very comfortable feeling. And with every easy breath that you take, your body just keeps on relaxing, deeper and deeper relaxed. As you continue to relax all the muscles in the lower part of your body, hips and thighs relaxing, feeling that warm stream of relaxation flowing down over your knees and all the way down to the calves of your legs, right down to your ankles and your feet and your toes. In fact, your whole body is totally, completely relaxing. Nothing else you need to do right now. Nothing else for you to take care of. This is time for you to drift and float in your own thoughts. And as you continue to relax, and as you continue to concentrate on the sound of my voice, in any way that you can, I want you to imagine or see in your mind's eye what this might be like. You may vividly see what I describe, or just imagine what it might be like. And I want you to allow yourself to understand that right now, you are where we will call home. You will never leave where you are right now. It's almost like you are behind your eyelids. No matter where you live, no matter who you're with, no matter what career you have, or how old you are or will be, this is where you live. You will never leave your thoughts, and you will never leave your feelings. And I want you to imagine that your home is an accumulation of everything that you have ever experienced. Everything that you have ever experienced in your life is accumulated and stored in your home. Think what it would be like if you stored everything you ever had. It would become very cluttered and very uncomfortable. That's why we have spring cleaning every now and then. We go through old things and get rid of them. We might give them away or even throw them away. And I want you to know that every part of you is there. Every single part of you that you have ever been. Every age that you have passed through. Maybe imagining how you were as a child, then a teenager, then you became a young adult, at the present moment, and everything in between. I want you to know that all parts are there in your home. and all parts can participate. It's not the physical dwelling you live in right now, but wherever it is that you see in your mind, I want you to imagine being in your home. And I want you to imagine that all the windows have been closed. Just imagine you're in your home and all the windows have been closed. And I want you now to allow all the parts to open up all the windows from the floor to the ceiling, letting in the air, letting in the light, feeling that wonderful gentle breeze cleansing the air in your home. Maybe it's been air that's been stale for a while. Feel that feeling of taking a breath of fresh air. Feeling a sense of peace and happiness. Even when the tiniest beam of light penetrates a dark forest, the light will always dominate dark. Happiness dominates sadness. A smile dominates a frown. So I want you to allow yourself, just imagine what it might be like. Then in a moment's time, you can cleanse the ceilings. You can cleanse the walls, the floors. You can make them sparkling fresh and clean. So it becomes a place of freedom, place of confidence, maybe a place of privacy, a personal space for you in your home. And in a moment I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. And as I count from 10 down to 1, I want you to imagine finding a ramp or maybe a stairway that leads to a lower level of your home. Almost like a storage facility or a vault where all secrets and all treasures have been stored. A place that's wonderful and beautiful. A place that you used to be all the time when you were first born, developing and growing, and eventually began living upon the surface. But down in that place that's private and beautiful is where you feel the truth and the honesty of who you really are, not so much what you have become. So just imagine that you are walking down the stairway or maybe down a ramp, and as you walk down, it gets lighter and fresher. You feel even more like yourself, leaving all the clutter behind. At the count of 10, down, peaceful. 9, becoming more and more aware that you can take yourself deeper and deeper down inside yourself. 8, deeper still, down and down. 7, feeling the comfort of knowing that you can go back to the place of origin. Place where you began, where everything was pure and honest and wonderful and clean. 6, down, down. 5, becoming more and more enthusiastic and excited and clear-minded. 4, going deeper now. 3, down, down to 2. Almost there now, and 1, way, way down. Sometimes you may see or even feel what it's like there, but I want you to imagine that in this place you have stored everything, and it has become cluttered. There's boxes, and more boxes, and more boxes of this clutter. Sometimes the feelings are overwhelming and you feel full, so full. But there is a disposal unit Maybe in your mind it might be like a black hole. And it's been the most common thing for you to do is to let go. Maybe even to throw away and release yourself from everything that no longer serves you. It could be from way, way back. Or maybe even yesterday. Maybe it was diapers or baby bottles. Or having your hand held to cross the street. To be told how to dress or what to do. And you always wanted what was next and best for you. You always were looking forward as this was the most natural approach to living. Never clinging to the past. Or wanting to repeat it over and over so that everything no longer served a purpose. To what was said. To what somebody did. It was all stored there. And boxed up. So in your mind, I want you to begin clearing the clutter. Let the boxes just fall into that bottomless pit. Into that black hole to never return. Things that people may have said. The way you felt. The limitations in the way you think. Even some of the beliefs that you've learned really are not true. Because this is the place of complete honesty and truth. And as this continues, there's a part of your mind that understands that you knew you first. You have known yourself longer than anyone. And to reunite with yourself and be your best friend will be the most kind, loving, supporting and understanding thing that you can do. And you can forgive every part of yourself that ever felt you did anything wrong, because that time is over. That time is over. It's nothing more than an image or an imagination. Maybe it did exist once, but it does not exist anymore. And everything that has ever happened once, you can let go of. You can let go. As you allow yourself to know that all of life is nothing more than a learning experience. This journey is a journey of learning about yourself and life. To understand more and be better now. So from now on, you can see things differently. And you know that you can come back here anytime you want, when it's appropriate, when you're safe and secure and comfortable, to clear all the mental clutter that might be in your mind. And now I want you to imagine yourself making your way out into a beautiful, beautiful garden. And in this beautiful garden, there are flowers and trees and butterflies, all of nature around you. I want you to notice how good it feels just to be there, how good it smells, all the beautiful colors, a place to escape. And here you are as a little child. And whether you're a child, or a butterfly, or a beautiful flower, you know that all of life is beautiful and precious and worthy and deserving. You are born so precious, so beautiful, worthy and deserving of all that life has to offer, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So why not accept your rights? To use your imagination, your mind, and your body in the most positive, positive way. And begin living more comfortably with more awareness, more success, more peace of mind. And you also know that you are the director of your life. And you know that you are the main actor playing all the parts. And you direct yourself in order to live the life you desire and deserve. So as you become more in tune with opening your mind to what's possible, allowing everyone to be who they are, and realizing that it does not need to affect you, because you are finding out more about who you are, not so much about what you look like or your name or what you become. So you can change the direction of your life at any moment. And with every passing day, there's a new opportunity to do, to have, and become anything you desire. What you do today will depend on your tomorrow. So now, as you take a slow, deep breath all the way in, I want you to feel a sense of calmness. Feel the pleasure of knowing this is where all things happen. As you start to pay attention to how you really feel and what really matters, you will find that things become calmer. You'll be more productive using the time in ways that serve you better, seeing things the way they really are, so you become more aware and knowing that these days that you have spent here in this beautiful place with so many amazing people will create more success than you ever imagined. And as you're listening to this recording, if at this time you wish to go to sleep, in a moment you may turn off this audio, and when you do, you will fall into a wonderful, deep, comfortable, restful sleep. So deep, so sound, so comfortable that nothing will bother or disturb you at all, unless it's an emergency. If an emergency happens, you will take care of it and then be able to go right back to sleep. Always going into that wonderful, deep, comfortable, restful sleep, knowing that you will awaken at the exact time you wish to awaken. So if you want to go to sleep, you may turn off this audio now. However, if you wish to carry on with your day after listening to this recording, I will count from 1 up to 5 to bring you out of this feeling of relaxation. At the count of 5, and only at the count of 5, you will be wide awake, fully alert, ready to carry on your day, feeling better, better, better than you have felt for quite some time. So at the count of 1, feel the energy flowing back into your body. 2, feeling the energy rising up into the surface, into the moment of awareness. And at the count of 3, feel yourself becoming more alert, more responsive, becoming aware of the environment around you. And at the count of 4, feel the energy flowing back into your body. And when I count to 5, you will open your eyes, taking a nice, slow, deep breath, knowing and understanding that this is a place that you can visit anytime you like. And 5, open up your eyes, have a wonderful, positive, confident day. My name is Diane Edwards, and I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be part of your life in this way. And I thank Don Slepian for the music in the background. Thank you, Don.
This program was produced and performed by Diane Edwards. Copyright and all rights reserved. If you would like to contact Diane, please visit www.dianeedwards.com. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.